it's one thing to accept a gift from someone and say, "Ah, this is lovely. Thank you."
And then you can put it away or donate it.
And then just
kind
of donate it and forget about it. Yeah. It's 99.70 JX. It's another thing when it comes back round, right?
And that's where we are.
Yeah, that's where we are with this message we got from Teresa. Not a real name, she says.
Not a real name, yes. She says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I have an issue I could use some help with. My friend did a canvas painting of me and my boyfriend for Christmas.
Aw.
I look good, but my boyfriend, let's just say, well, she did him dirty. It's so bad. My boyfriend doesn't have a chin or a neck in it, and the painting makes him look so much larger.
Oh.
She also gave him dark circles under his eyes, which is already an insecurity he has, so it's something she could have left off the painting. Definitely something he doesn't want to look at every single day.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on hanging it up, but now she's moving in with me in April for a few months because she's getting a divorce.
Oh.
So that means I have to hang it up. She's the kindest person, so I feel awful that I hate the painting so much, but I'm wondering what to do about it. Like, do I have to hang it up or just hope she won't notice it's nowhere to be seen?"
Well, first of all, she's going to notice.
Yeah, she's going to notice.
She's going to notice.
It's not something she bought for you. She painted it.
Yeah, so she is definitely going to notice. Maybe you hang it in the room she's going to be staying in?
Yes. That's a great idea.
Maybe that's
then it's not out in the common area.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? This wall needed something.
Yes,
and
it
your
did.
Painting was just the thing.
Perfection right there.
That
and
is.
And then just wait for her to move in. She'd be like, "Oh, you know what? No, this needs
Let's
to go out
this
in the
to
living
the dining
room.
Yes. Let's put this in the entryway. Put it in the hallway here for everyone to see it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a painting of you and your boyfriend. So again, that's not necessarily something you can donate.
Well, you could also.
Not sure anyone's going to want that.
Just break up with your boyfriend and say, "Well, you know, I didn't want it up for, it was an unhealthy reminder."
Another avenue. Just dump the boyfriend so that, you know, like, it, then it becomes a bad memory.
Yeah. Bad memory. Can't have
it's
it.
Bad memories.
Like, can't have it.
Got it.
Sorry.
I can't look at
him. Can't look at him.
That's probably my favorite piece of advice you've ever given.
Oh, really?
Just break up with the boyfriend and you won't have to deal with it.
Then you just, easy peasy, let's just move on.
Simple solution, dump your boyfriend.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a couple ideas for you.
Yep. No,
I do.
I do like just to hang it in the room she's going to be staying in. There you go.
I do remember my... one of my best friends, his girlfriend, his longtime girlfriend, it was like he knew that it was over when she gave him a painting of like a woodland scene of like a dog carrying a duck in its mouth. Now, she didn't paint it herself. She didn't paint it herself. She like picked it up. Or got it from, I don't know, a store or pawn shop or whatever.
Okay.
But she gave it to him as a Christmas present, and he was like, "What is this?"
Oh.
And then it was like...
Oh, to her face?
Well, no, not to her face, to me. To me.
Okay, like... Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. To me,
he's opening it, looks at it and goes, "What is this?"
No, he like...
"Don't you like it?"
We come back from break or whatever, and he shows me, he's like... "Dude, look at what she gave me.
This is my gift."
And I'm like, "Huh?" And he goes, "Do you like it?" And I was just like, I didn't know why he was asking me. I was just like, "It's okay." And then it was like a month later, she broke up with him. And so it was almost like one of those gifts where she didn't want to spend too much money or thought.
And it's like she found that at a thrift store.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was kind of the writing on the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Foreshadowing.
Another listener said, "Maybe the painting had an accident and fell with the chair going through the middle of it. Oops."
Oh, no.
The worst thing happened.
Devastating.
I was moving it from the bedroom to the front room because I wanted everybody to see it. And
got
then,
destroyed.
Dang it.
And but, then she'll be like, "It's fine.
It's fine. I'll do another one." Yes. Yeah, that could backfire definitely. definitely backfired. Do you have a story about this where you got called to the carpet for a gift that you hated, where it was a thing where it was like, hey, all right, I got, do you still have that thing I got you? Can you say, and you've already given it away or you've already re-gifted it? How, like, tell us that story. I want to hear that awkward story.
It
was lost in the move. Those movers, dang it, they destroyed it.
Oh, you're responsible.
They dropped that cigarette ashtray that you made out of clay. Okay.
Oh, Matt's just like, just burn the house down. Make sure the painting is still inside. Wow.
Okay, so there's break up with your boyfriend.
Yep, burn the house down.
Burn the house down. So those are all great, great suggestions.
And accidentally have a chair fall through it.
Yeah, I think Teresa really appreciates us and the effort that we're putting into her situation here on 99.7 Jax. But here, we'll take some of your stories, all right? Coming up, all right? 502-795-1997. How you got called to the carpet on a gift
that you hate,
you didn't like. All right. So anyways, those stories coming up. Teresa hates this painting her friend gave her of her and her boyfriend. Her friend's moving in with her for a few months and is like, what do I do with this painting I can't stand? The most reasonable thing to do is probably just put it in the room that the friend is staying, so you don't necessarily have to see it
right
every day, right?
But then they feel like, oh, it's displayed,
right.
She loves it and she feels like her work because she painted it.
So we were wondering, how were you caught not really enjoying a present from someone? And we'll start real quick from Cheryl. She says, wow, this takes me back to last Christmas. Aunt Linda. Yep. She's one of those relatives who always means well, but has very specific tastes and assumes everyone else shares it. That year, she handed me a beautifully wrapped box with this huge smile on her face. I opened it up and inside a neon green bedazzled sweater with giant pom-poms attached. It looked like a Christmas tree in a craft store had a baby.
Oh, wow.
I plastered on my, oh gosh, I love it face, thanked her. But I knew there was no way in H-E double hockey sticks I was wearing that thing in public. Tossed it in the back of my closet thinking, well, at least I don't have to wear it until next Christmas. Fast forward a couple weeks. Aunt Linda randomly drops by my apartment.
Oh, no.
We're chatting and she suddenly says, oh, where's that cute sweater I got you?
Oh, God.
You should wear it today.
First of all,
you say you should wear it today, that is so cringe. Cheryl says, panic, my brain short circuits. I mumble something about maybe it being in the laundry.
Oh my gosh, because I just wore it.
But she's already on her feet, headed to my room, like, oh, I'll help you find it.
Oh,
and then
OMG.
She sees it sitting in a pile of donation clothes by the door with a tag still on it.
Oh, busted. So busted.
Wow.
Oh, no.
she said,
I want to run.
Cheryl said, she just gave me a knowing smile and said, well, I guess someone else will really enjoy it then.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I know that her heart so, is shattered.
That is so
in that
awkward.
Moment.
That is so awkward.
Oh, that is. And what do you say to that?
Right.
I just haven't hung it up yet.
got a message from Eric, said, my mom is a horrible gift giver. She got me a shirt with a pirate skull on it that said, show me your booty. That's actually kind of funny. She asked me why I never wear this shirt. Same deal. Eric's like, I told her it's because I don't wear graphic tees.
Show me your booty.
That's funny.
I love it. Oh my gosh, Eric, if I need a picture of that.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's really good. Haley says, my great aunt used to make Christmas gifts out of objects in her house.
I have an uncle who I think literally just would go around his house and find stuff and then wrap it. And
yep,
give it
wrap
to
it up. Hey, that's exactly what Haley's great aunt did.
Yeah. Chris said, last story. This is like being caught not necessarily enjoying someone's gifts, right?
Or putting bad gift givers on blast.
Right, right. Chris said a few years ago, my Uncle Rick gave me a singing fish wall plaque for my birthday. You know, one of those motion-activated ones that flaps his tail and sings old school songs like Don't Worry, Be Happy. Or
those are great.
Yeah, yeah, that.
Those are great.
Chris said, I had no idea why he thought I'd love it, but he was so excited when I opened it. Figured you could hang it up in your kitchen. It's hilarious, he said.
It is hilarious.
A few months later, Uncle Rick comes over for dinner.
Where is it?
Everything's fine until he suddenly asks, hey, where's that fish I got you? You put it up, right?
Oh, gosh.
Chris said, I stammered about something about not finding the perfect spot yet, but he wasn't buying it. And he was like, well, let's put it up now.
Oh, no.
So I dug it out of the closet.
He's so helpful.
Dusted it off and hung it up while he stood there grinning.
So proud. Now let's make it sing. That's a perfect white elephant gift.
It is great. Those are good stories. I do remember getting a gift from when I worked at a radio station and I was on a morning show a long time ago. I got a gift from one of the members of the morning show. It was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and it was something that he really loved, and so he gave me a set of this, and it's like, you know, one of those like plastic. It's two plastic robots in like a boxing ring.
Vintage. Yes.
Yeah, and you like press buttons and they punch each other.
Uh huh.
And that's basically all it is. They just punch each other. Like nothing happens.
Uh huh. Are you expecting destruction?
And so. Like I learned after that I need to have a better gratitude face.
Okay, yeah.
Because he was like, "You hate it, don't you?"
He could tell immediately. Yeah, immediately. You're like, why in the world? I was did like, you give
first
me
of
this?
All, what is this? Second of all, what is it? And
thank
third
you?
Of all, what am I supposed to do with it? Fourth of all, thank you. Yeah, exactly. All right. Those are good stories. Good stories. Thank you for that.
My favorite is the pirate booty, though. Eric, I need to see a picture of that. Please tell me you have a picture of it. I need to see it.
Oh, shoot. That's good stuff.